This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's the 18th of April, a sad day in the town of West Texas after that explosion at a fertilizer plant last night. And it'd be easy to imagine that the last thing anybody'd want right now is something like that plant in their backyards. But the economic reality of the thing is much more practical. Marketplace's Noel King gets us going today.
Representative Adam Brown has gone all out to lure a fertilizer plant to Tuscola, a town in his district in Illinois.
We're going to have property tax abatements, sales tax abatements, utility tax abatements, and also infrastructure improvements built into this package.
Illinois is competing with Iowa to attract the new fertilizer plant. It would create union jobs and, Brown says, over $1 billion in investment. For locals, that's welcome news.
You know, the job situation is pretty bleak.
I reached retired train conductor Carl Drake at the American Legion Hall near Tuscola.
I feel like as long as the procedures are, you know, something are followed, and the anhydrous ammonia or whatever that they're using in these plants is taken care of, that it would be perfectly safe.
200 miles away in Weaver, Iowa, Kristen Brookheiser is nervous. Her town broke ground on a fertilizer plant last fall. She supports job creation, but
I'm concerned about explosions, leaks in the air. How soon would we be able to be notified, and would we have enough time to evacuate if we needed to?
Back in Illinois, Adam Brown is reconsidering his legislation. He wants more information from the company that's building the plant. Dave Lundy, a spokesman for Kronos Chemical, says what happened in the city of West Texas could not happen with the Kronos plant.
Really, it's like comparing apples to asparagus. They're both kinds of food, but that's where the similarities end.
Lundy says the Kronos facility will use different chemicals, and that will eliminate the threat of an explosion. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.